The Letter of Jude. Jude, a slave of Jesus, the Anointed One, and brother of James, to those who are called, who are loved by God the Father, and are kept secure by Jesus, the Anointed One, may God's mercy be real to you, and may His peace and love be multiplied in your lives. Beloved, while I was being diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you to encourage you to earnestly struggle to continue in the faith which was once for all delivered to those separated for God. For there are certain men who have crept in secretly, even those who were already written about from ancient times, who will suffer the coming punishment. These are ungodly men who distort the grace of our God to justify unclean sexual behavior and who refuse the rulership of God over them, even the lordship of Jesus, the Anointed One. Now I want to remind you, even though you already understand all these things, that the Lord, having saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed those who were not believing. And even the angels, which did not remain in their own sphere of authority, but left their proper place, he has kept perpetually bound with chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day. Also consider Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighboring cities around them, who in the same way gave themselves over to practice sex outside of the marriage covenant and engaged in deviant sexual behavior. These are set before us as an example by suffering the punishment of eternal fire. Yet, in exactly the same way, these people also, following their unclean imaginations, defile their bodies through sexual sins, reject God's authority, and even hurl insults at glorious heavenly beings. In contrast to this, Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, as he disputed with him about the body of Moses, did not dare to speak slanderously against him, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these people speak slanderously of beings they really know nothing about, and pervert themselves in the unclean practices, which they know instinctively like unrestrained animals. Woe to them, for they have followed the way of Cain, with his human substitute for the offering which God ordained, have run heedlessly after the error of Balaam, who exercised his ministry for the sake of money, and have perished as Korah did, by opposing those whom God was truly using. When you eat a meal together in an expression of God's love, these people are right there in your midst like hidden reefs, fearlessly serving only themselves. They are like clouds, without rain, carried here and there by the winds. They are like autumn trees without fruit, being twice dead, which will be uprooted. Furthermore, they are like wild waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. They are wandering stars, for whom the outer darkness has been reserved during the kingdom age. It was concerning these that Enoch, the seventh descendant of Adam, prophesied, saying, "Look, the Lord is coming with myriads of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all and to convict all the sinful among them of all their profane works which were immoral and all the offensive things which these boastful sinners have spoken which were in opposition to him." These are complainers who, being discontented, are really following their own fleshly cravings. And through their talk, they exaggerate their own spiritual condition and flatter others to gain their own advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which have been spoken before by the sent ones of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. They explain to you that in the last time there will be deceivers following their own ungodly, unclean sexual desires. These are those who separate off their own groups of followers who are being guided by the soul and are not following the Spirit. But you, beloved, be building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, and continually receiving the mercy of our Master, Jesus, the Anointed One, thus enjoying the results of more of God's eternal life. On some of the aforementioned people, have mercy, but be using discernment, and some rescue with fear, snatching them out of the fire, while detesting even their garments, which have been stained by their carnal behavior. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to set you before the presence of his glory, without blemish, in joyful exultation, to the all-wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and for all the ages. Amen. This is the end of the book of Jude. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.